Good morning. It's 8 o'clock on Thursday, the 18th of March. This is Morning Ireland with Vanya Lawler and Mary Wilson. The news in detail now with Tommy Meskell.
The European Medicines Agency will this afternoon give its verdict on whether or not the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine is safe to continue to use following its suspension by 13 member states, including Ireland, due to concerns about a possible link to blood clots in a small number of recipients. The EMA and the World Health Organization have already said the benefits of receiving the vaccine outweigh any potential risk. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly reports.
The suspension of the AstraZeneca vaccine is just the latest in a catalogue of setbacks and controversies surrounding the rollout of vaccinations in Europe. The EMA stepped in after 30 cases of unusual blood disorders were reported out of a population of 5 million people who'd received the vaccine. In particular, Europe's regulator is investigating any potential link between the vaccine and cerebral venous thrombosis, or CVT. In Germany, 7 people aged 20 to 50 were diagnosed with CVT within 16 days of receiving the jab. However, the EMA has already said this incidence would be the same in the general population, even with no vaccination programme. In other words, there may well be no causal link. The EMA's Irish director, Eimear Cook, has said the agency has carried out a rigorous science-based investigation, bringing in experts in the field of blood clotting and thromboembolic events. A formal endorsement of the vaccine should allow countries to resume the use of AstraZeneca doses, but the authorities will be concerned that it will have increased vaccine hesitancy in parts of the European population. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
In Britain, the health service is to suspend vaccination of people aged 49 and under due to a significant shortfall in vaccine supplies. In a letter to vaccination project leaders, NHS England has instructed them to prioritise giving existing recipients their second dose rather than extending coverage to new cohorts. Our London correspondent, Sean Whelan.
This is the first major setback for Britain's vaccination programme. Yesterday evening, the NHS alerted everyone involved in delivering vaccine doses to the public that there will be a significant supply shortage next month, just as the need to give people their second dose of the vaccine increases sharply. As a result, it has banned vaccinators from accepting bookings from anyone aged 49 or younger and ordered them to use the supplies they do get for people who have already had their first shot. The NHS said the shortfall was due to what it called reductions in national inbound vaccine supply. British media reports point the finger at AstraZeneca and production problems it is having at its European plants, which are also used to produce vaccines for the UK. Sean Whelan, RTE News, London.
The Northern Ireland Health Minister, Robin Swan, has said his officials are looking at what impact a reduced UK vaccine supply might have on the rollout. Mr. Swan said the programme was ahead of schedule and would be able to adapt to any changes as they arose. It's been announced that more than 300 Northern Ireland pharmacies are to assist with the COVID-19 vaccination programme. The North's Department of Health has set March 30th for the official launch of the initiative, but it expects many pharmacies will begin providing the service before then. Since the beginning of this week, those over 50 have been able to book a vaccine appointment. The Biden administration has said it's committed to addressing the threat posed by North Korea to regional peace. The remarks were made during a visit to South Korea by the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. The authorities in North Korea have accused the US of adopting a lunatic theory about threats from Pyongyang, saying it would ignore attempts at dialogue by Washington unless it changed course. At a news conference in Seoul, Mr. Blinken declined to be drawn on the comments but stressed the commitment to regional stability by the US and its allies.
We're engaged in a comprehensive policy review, which we hope to complete in the weeks ahead, but what's significant about that review is it's being done in very close consultation with the Republic of Korea, with Japan, with other allies. We're focused on reducing the threat to the United States, to our allies, posed by North Korea's nuclear program, its missile programs, and to improving the lives of people.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 Weather with Centra. We're working hard to provide a safe environment so you can shop safely in your local Centra.
Overcast today with patchy mist, drizzle and fog mainly occurring early on before becoming largely confined to west and northwest coasts. Sunny spells breaking through locally, highest temperatures 9 to 13 degrees.